Center is going to be Savannah Denton. She's going to talk about relationship between cotton reflectance data and visual injury ratings of variety rates of 2,4-D and dicamba. Savannah?
I'm going to stand up when it's 2 minutes, but it's not working. Sometimes you step on that.
Okay. All right, thank you for that introduction. To get started with a quick introduction, we're talking about synthetic oxen drift, and when you have synthetic oxen drift on sensitive crops, it's very detrimental to our yields and profits. And with the release of oxen tolerant crops, there's been an increase in the amount of synthetic oxen herbicides used in season. So when damage and injury complaints are brought up, people are physically walking out into the field, visually observing that injury, and then estimating the impacts based on what they see. And this can be very subjective and vary widely from person to person. So we're trying to figure out if we can send a drone up and let the sensors collect some data and generate that, and then analyze that in the computer and see if we can predict impacts based on the real values and numbers that we generate from the field. And data collected from research drones are commonly used in research and related to crop growth and yields. NDVI is commonly used with nitrogen work. So we want to know if NDVI can pick up differences in injury levels from synthetic auxins. So our objectives, we had two, to determine the relationship between remotely sensed reflectance data and visual injury of auxin damaged plants, and to utilize that data to predict yield penalties. And our hypotheses were that NDVI values relate closely to visual injury that we observe in the field, and that 28 days following our applications, the NDVI values will be able to predict yield penalties within 113 kilograms or about 250 pounds. So to test our hypotheses, we had two experiments in Grand Junction, Tennessee. Our first was Delta Pine 1725, an Extendflex variety that we sprayed with 2,4-D. Our second was Phytogen 400, an Enlist variety that we sprayed with dicamba. Our applications were at Matchhead Square or First Bloom plus 2 weeks, and we had a range in application rates for both 2,4-D and dicamba, and these rates are commonly seen in research for drift studies. Our 1x rate for 2,4-D was a quart to the acre, and our 1x rate for dicamba was 22 ounces to the acre. This is a RGB stitched image that we got. It was taken August 12th, so this is 42 days after our Matchhead Square application and 21 days after our First Bloom plus 2 week application. So you can see some visual differences here between plots. But the point of this picture and what I wanted to show is that our plots were 6 rows wide, and we only treated the center 4, and we did that to help minimize our drift effects. And another thing we did to minimize drift effects is the tips that we used. They were XR1102s, so they were a medium droplet, and we chose those to reduce volatility but still provide adequate coverage to the crop canopy. Data we collected included visual injury ratings. This was a overall phytotoxicity of the symptoms you'll commonly see with synthetic auxin injury. So anything from stunning to strapping, curling, cupping, anything like that. We also took NDVI values from Centera hyperspectral sensor. We flew this with a DJI Inspire drone, and flights were conducted with a 80% overlap at a 200-foot altitude. We also collected yield partitioning data, and we did this with box mapping 1 meter of row, and we did this with the untreated and the 3 lower rates of dicamba 2,4-D, as well as lint yield. Our data were analyzed in SAS using the mixed procedure. So looking at our visual injury that we saw, this is 2,4-D that was sprayed on Extend cotton, and this is 28 days after our Matchhead Square application. We can begin to see some curling on the leaf edges at the 1/10/24 x rate, and injury symptoms increase from there as we increase our rate with more strapping, more stunning, and eventually plant death at that 1x rate. One thing I want to point out here is that at the 1/64th X rate, you can see from a visual observation standpoint, you can see a reduction in biomass, and we're basing that off of, you know, how much ground cover the cotton provides, and that increases as rate increases. So this is looking at 240 that was sprayed on Extend cotton 28 days after our first bloom plus 2 week application. We've got a lot more biomass at this point just because the cotton's older. It's later in the growing season. So we're not seeing as much injury. Starting to see some at the 1/256 X rate. And injury is more concentrated towards the fruiting structures of the plant because that's where the growth is really in the growth that is occurring in the plant. And it increases from there. As far as that visual observation of biomass reduction, you begin to see that at the quarter X rate and the 1 X rate as well. So to look at this on a graph, we've got visual injury on the left-hand axis, application rate across the bottom in order of increasing rate, and then NDVI values on the right-hand axis. So blue bars are 28 days after match head square application, and we have a significant increase in injury rating as we increase that rate. And when we look at visual injury 28 days after our first bloom plus 2 week application, which are the orange bars, overall there's less injury that we observed. But still is a pretty consistent increase in injury. As far as NDVI values, the blue dashed line is NDVI values following our match head square application. Start out about a 0.82, which is pretty standard, and we stay there until close to that, until the 1/64th X rate, and then after that we decrease. And this matches back with what we saw with our visual biomass observations. For first bloom plus 2 weeks, the NDVI that resulted from that application, we stay closer to that 0.82 further along until that 1/16th X rate, and then dropped off from there, which again matched up with what we saw in our biomass observations. And the match head square, it bottomed out at about 0.4, which we would consider close to being just bare ground. So this is going to look at dicamba that was sprayed on Enlist 28 days after our match head square application. Overall, less injury observed. See a little bit with the 64th X rate, but we begin to see the biomass reduction from that visual observation at the 16th X rate, and it increases from there. As far as this 28 days after first bloom plus 2 weeks, again, there's more biomass in the field at the time of application, so we've got less injury. And we're not seeing severe symptoms really until that quarter X rate and the 1 X rate. But one thing to point out here is that the visual biomass reduction is not as obvious in this at this application timing. So to look at this on a graph, visual injury again on the left-hand axis, application rate across the horizontal, and NDVI on the right-hand axis. Blue bars are again 28 days after our match head square application. Still a pretty consistent increase in injury. And we top out at the 1X rate at about 80% as compared to 93% with our 2,4-D applications. And looking at our 28 days after our first bloom plus 2 week application with the orange bars, again, overall there's less injury observed in the field, but still a consistent increase. Looking at NDVI following our match head square application with our blue dashed line, we stay close to that 0.82 all the way to the 16th X, and then we drop off for the quarter and 1 X, which again match up with our biomass observations that we saw. And the first bloom plus 2 week NDVI values, there's only a difference of 0.1 from the untreated to the 1X rate. So where we couldn't pull out clear differences in our visual observation of biomass, we're not seeing that in the NDVI either. So moving on to yield, this is 240 that was sprayed on Extend cotton. Our interaction was not significant, but both our main effects were. So this is looking at lint yield on the vertical axis by application rate. Our untreated and 1/24th X rate were not statistically different, but we decreased significantly as we increased our rate from there. And looking at application timing, with Matchett Square being on the left and First Bloom plus 2 weeks on the right, the interesting thing to point out about this is that we saw greater injury levels with the Matchett Square applications and we did the First Bloom plus 2 week applications, but that doesn't translate to a greater yield penalty for the Matchett Square. We had the greater yield penalty with the First Bloom plus 2 week applications. So this graph is looking at our box mapping interpretation of the previous yield graph. So node is on the vertical axis. A, which is on the very bottom, stands for fruit that was above an aborted apical meristem. So if whatever reason the apical meristem was aborted, any fruit above that went into the A box. And then V is vegetative and starts at node 5 and moves up from there. Again, only looking at the untreated and the three lower rates. The blue and the red line are the untreated and the 10/24th x-ray, and like we saw in the previous graph, there wasn't a difference there, and you know, there's really not a difference in the yield partitioning of those treatments either. But in nodes 8 through 14, which contribute greatly to yield, we begin to see a decrease in those with the 256 x-ray, which is a green line, and then even more so with the 64th x-ray, which is that purple line. So looking at dicamba that was sprayed on Enlist cotton, there was an interaction between application rate and timing, and we did have a significant difference between our untreated. We have not been able to determine where this is coming from. We haven't figured out a logical explanation for this, but to look past that and look at the overall trends in the graph, we saw a decrease in yield for the 1/16th, 1/4, and 1x rate at either application timing. This is looking at the box mapping data for the dicamba that was sprayed on Enlist, and it's based on application rate and timing. Set up similar to the other graph, our node is on the vertical axis, and across the bottom we've got seed cotton weight in grams, but it's split by timing. So left-hand side is our Matchett Square application, right-hand side is our First Bloom plus 2 week application. And what we saw with the 2,4-D, where those nodes 8 through 14 had a decrease in yield with those low rates of 2,4-D, we didn't see this with dicamba. It was, you know, these lines are pretty similar, so we didn't see that difference for dicamba on Enlist cotton. So as far as discussing NDVI and lint yield, we think there's a non-linear relationship between NDVI and lint yield. Our NDVI is on the vertical axis, lint yield is across the horizontal. There is a difference in response between early season and late season applications. Early season, there's potential to predict yield based on our NDVI values, but late season, it's almost impossible. For 2,4-D on Xtend cotton, the blue line is what you're looking at. You would need a 1,250 kilogram per hectare loss before you could predict yield with NDVI values. And for dicamba on Enlist, that line is pretty straight across. It would be near impossible. And we attribute this to the NDVI index being saturated because of the biomass levels that are at present. So in conclusion, we had greater injury observed following low application rates of 2,4-D or dicamba early in the growing season compared to later. But our cotton that was injured with 2,4-D at Matchett Square out-yielded our cotton that was injured with 2,4-D at First Bloom plus 2 weeks. And cotton is more sensitive to 2,4-D than dicamba, which is a standard conclusion. And we saw this with our low rates of 2,4-D leading to an overall decrease in boll set and development, whereas our low rates of dicamba had little to no effect. And our NDVI index is subject to saturation, so once biomass accumulates, the NDVI becomes less sensitive to yield potential. So to tie all this back into our hypotheses, NDVI, there's a potential for it to be able to estimate and relate to injury levels as well as predict yield losses if the application occurred early in the season, but definitely not for late season applications. So in terms of future research, we'd like to investigate the relationship between some different indexes or even a basic RGB value. And the reason for this would be different indexes. We'd like to find something that's less sensitive to saturation to see if we can pick up those differences in injury. And then using an RGB value, it would be obviously more accessible to you know, the general user and cheaper. Lots of people to thank, and I'll take any questions if we've got time.
You don't have time. Actually, you can catch up with someone here.